This video might just be the most important video I do all year. If you're going to actually pay attention to anything I say, pay attention to this video. Like this video. Share this video. Because like the title says, this isn't merely about an internet meme. This is about the resurrection of an elder god. Now, I'm sure you've heard about Pepe and Keck, the apotheosis of Pepe himself, and the Egyptian god and the internet meme magic. Yeah, you've probably heard about this. You've seen the images. It's a great laugh. We all know about that. But just the other day, when I was sitting at the bar with my friend, you know, having a good time, correcting the grammar of the pretty waitress that was there, I stumbled upon this on my phone, and it sent a cold chill down my spine. This is not merely an internet meme. Pepe, Keck, what's going on right now? There's a lot more to this. But I'd like to start off with a couple of immediate objections. You know, immediate statements to put you in the right frame of mind for all of this. First of all, there's the famous 4chan saying that B is not your personal army. What makes you think that Pepe is your personal god? That Keck will continue to serve you? And the second, and this is a friend of mine, Grayscale Plaid, sent me this on Twitter, and I don't mean to insult him at all, but he said that Keck is just an aggregation, a face and a name for the alt-right gestalt. Not a true god, though still quite deific. Honestly, that's like saying an advertisement is just an image trying to sell you a product. That pornography is nothing but videotaped evidence of prostitution. Or a cascade of neurons across a bunch of plutonium atoms is just a subatomic event. There's a lot more going on here. But I'd like to start by going through the history of Keck. Now, this is from a website, and it's going to be linked down below. I do heartily recommend that you go check it out yourself. I'm going to be going through it pretty quickly, just giving you the important bullet points. The site is pepethefrogfaith.wordpress.com. And right now, it's only got one article up, The Truth About Pepe the Frog and the Cult of Keck. And this is what I'll be reading to you from. Now, the origin of the term Keck, it came from an onomatopoeia from the Korean language. It was used in the World of Warcraft, and essentially Keck, it came from Korea, and it replaced LOL, lulls, which fell out of favor on the chans. And so they started using Keck to mean LOL, that it's funny. Around the same time, there's the frog meme, the sad frog meme that eventually got titled Pepe. And eventually, these two memes collided. You know, and as time went on, well, let's ask ourselves, what is 4chan? What is 8chan? What is the poll board? What is B? What are these things? And these are chaotic maelstroms of anonymous shitposting, where the suppressed id, and in this present era where we have ostensible rule by political correctness, you know, and hidden rule by Moloch, there is a very loud and angry and vitriolic id. And the chans were the place where this id manifested itself, where the gestalt entity of the chan becomes larger than the whole. There's another B saying, none of us hate as much as all of us hate. And after the past 16 years of absolutely corrupt politicians, absolute scumbags, not that the corruption doesn't go back further, of course, but George Bush, Barack Obama, you know, it's like the politicians just keep getting worse. There's just so much disgust with the political process. And so all of us have been so happy to see somebody flipping politics on its head, flipping the media on its head, and then we get Donald J. Trump, and of course, Pol falls in love with him, as have we all. Now, the interesting phenomenon that allegedly started happening, and you can argue whether this is confirmation bias or not, it doesn't matter whether it is or not, okay? If probability mattered, casinos wouldn't exist. Let me just put it that way. You started seeing a lot of dubs, of triples, of quads on 4chan, particularly with Donald Trump and with Pepe and with Keck, right? Which at the time just meant LOL. But then somebody noticed something. that Keq was the name of an ancient Egyptian deity, a frog-headed one. Also worth noting, it can also be pronounced Cuck. Another coincidence. And allegedly, I haven't found documentation on this, but the hieroglyphic spelling of Keq, and there's a whole bunch of frog statues going around on Amazon with this, involve a person sitting in front of a computer, and on the other side is internet/meme magic. And thus, the cult of Keq was born, the god of chaos, the god of primordial darkness that ushers in the light. Quote, Keq is the deification of the primordial concept of darkness in ancient Egyptian religion. He embodies the time right before the dawn, making him the bringer of the light. Keq is portrayed as a man with a frog head. In hieroglyphics, Keq is portrayed as a man seemingly sitting at a computer screen. Pairs and numbers are very important in the Ogdoad mythology. Repeating numbers were used to create the universe according to the Ogdoad. Keq is using 4chan as a vessel to spread his message and to usher in a new era of light. Now, thus far, we're just talking about the development of a meme, the strange coincidences that occur. You know, we're talking about that gestalt face that represents the alt-right, that represents those of us that are so disaffected with this broken political economic system that we have. But, see, it starts getting weirder. First, there's the fact that Keq, Pepe, emerged into plain sight on September 11th. This is when he was denounced by Hillary Clinton, and she shortly thereafter fainted and passed out on 9/11, which again, the 9/11, as well as the terrorist attack, the original 9/11, is also the Benghazi attack that she was responsible for. So we've got these repeating patterns. She declared him an enemy of the state. We have this old woman yelling about a cartoon frog, and she gets brought down on the anniversary of her treachery. Next, and that's pretty weird. But that's just karma, right? That's just normal vibrations. Next, somebody discovers an old 80s track. And it came on an album with a frog holding a magic wand, and it's titled Magic Sound. And the Italian lyrics, I'll just read you some of them. This is just through Google Translate, so, you know, bear with me. Metallic harmony, reality, electronic video clips, civilization's praise. Confused progeny of cells of rebels, flying to the universe. I will cross you, star, if you let me see. I'll stop. Ooh, ooh. Oh, and by the way, the band that performed that is named Pepe. And that stands for Point Emerging Probably Entering. Once again, we have this probability. And we also have the probably entering, point emerging, probably entering. There's some hermaphroditism to that. There's some gender, sexual confusion over that, and we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that later on. Now, if you look up this band's full album, on the front of it, they have the clock that's outside of Trump Tower. And next, is this enough? Well, there's more. There's also a band from 2010 called Las Pepas, and they have their song, The Frog Pepe. And the lyrics go, he's hopping, he never knows when it's time to stop. He's hopping, please sit down, you're dizzying me. These are a lot of coincidences coming up at the same time with this whole explosion of all of this into the mainstream, all at the same time. And if you want to pretend it's all just coincidence, then feel free. So go check out pepethefrogfaith.wordpress for all the details on that. This is just the quick version. Now, you know, this is something I've been, and not just myself, a few others have been sensing the rise of Keq for a while now. You know, I've been critical of the meme lords, right? I've said that they lack discernment in whom they go after. Forney has been saying the exact same thing about certain members of the alt-right, saying that they're just looking for cheap lulls, cheap Keq. And they're not actually committed to civilization or decency. Common Filth, he's posted pictures of the Keq statue with methamphetamine next to it. You know, that somebody else posted bragging about it. Praise Keq, here's some methamphetamine for the god Keq. I mean, what a perfect drug that just breaks down all mental barriers without making you drunk. It just eliminates all standards. So this energy has been coming for quite some time, and when I saw all of this laid out, it just clicked. We have resurrected a pagan god, an elder god. Because let's be clear about something. Paganism comes in different flavors. And so there's even certain pagans that they don't have the smell of rot on them. And see, when I say that there's different flavors of paganism, Western paganism, Druidism, Odinism, the Roman pantheon, these pagan cults, they don't have that rot. And I think that it really boils down to two things. First is the necessity of blood sacrifice. The Nords, the cult of Mithras, you know, the cult of Mithras, they're purified. They smell clean from that bull's blood that's covering them. They know what the price of sin is. They pay it. They realize that blood is needed. They understand that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. That you are going to pay for it. That somebody is going to pay for it. That the ledgers need to be kept balanced at the end of the day. Unlike the cults of Babylon and Egypt, the Western pagans, they get that. They understand the value of blood. The second important thing is hermaphroditism and the feminine principle. When you study the cults of the East and the South, hermaphroditism keeps cropping up again and again. And in fact, we see this with Keck, who has both a male and a female form. And I did a video some time ago, I'll link to it down below, about why hermaphroditism, why a midpoint between male and female is impossible, why it doesn't exist. It's a contradiction in terms. He created them male and female. There is no middle ground. And also this is relevant going back to the Chan culture that spawned Keck. That there is so much sexual confusion on there. Perfect primordial brew for a god-goddess like Keck. Because ultimately, hermaphroditism, it comes back to the feminine principle. Now, in all other animals, all animals on the planet, the female is supreme. Okay, all the other animals, they work and they worship the female. And the female is the only one that matters. Motherhood is the natural biological bond. But in our species, us, halfway between animals and angels, the masculine principle needs to come first. Law and order and truth and honor. That needs to be at the forefront. The man needs to be at the head of the household for there to be a successful family. And again, when you look at the Western paganism, these are patriarchal religions. When you look east, when you look south, every single god in Babylon was too busy sniffing after his consort's pussy to establish any sort of coherent law. Same thing down in Egypt, the worship of the hermaphrodite, a contradiction in terms. You can criticize the Western pagans for missing something. They are lacking the theological virtues, they are lacking grace, but the foundation is not a contradiction in terms. It's not an outright lie. Keck, on the other hand, is. Keck is a hermaphrodite, the best of both worlds and the responsibility of neither, which, if you've been paying attention, this is what modern feminism advocates. So who is Keck? Well, who is the modern Keck? He is the god of never-ending laughter. Azathoth, the blind idiot god, laughing maniacally at everything, at creation, in darkness. That is Keck. You know, some people stumbled upon the Exodus quote, which is about the plague of frogs sent to Egypt. And see, the frogs were just the plague. Okay, the frogs were not an embodiment of anything. They're actually going against the land that celebrated Keck, that celebrated these vagaries. People are looking at the wrong one. What they should be looking at is Revelation 16:13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. The Egyptians held Keck to be a god of the primordial chaos. But they had a particular term. Keck was the bringer in of light, because darkness comes before light. The bringer in of light. And who comes after? Who comes after that? The bringer of light comes after that. Lucifer comes after that. Now, am I saying that Donald Trump is the Antichrist? No. No, let's be perfectly clear. Donald Trump, as far as I can tell, is exactly who he appears to be. He's a patriotic businessman that just wants to see the best for America. And quite frankly, if Hillary Clinton, or whomever they replace her with when she eventually croaks, get it? If she were elected, she would absolutely gut the Constitution, destroy law and order, she'd start a pogrom against anybody that's remotely Christian or conservative, and likely start a nuclear war with Russia and China. It is absolutely vital that she not be allowed to become president of the United States, or whomever they replace her with. Donald Trump will at least give us 4 to 8 years of preparation time for whatever's coming, because there is something coming. And let me be clear, too, that this video, I'm not trying to stop Keck. It's too late. The Elder God has been loosed. And listen, lest you think this is a joke, just a short-term thing, the reason that we have had civilization in Europe, the reason we've had the scientific method, technology, music theory, architecture, the reason that Western civilization has been so incredibly glorious is because we killed the elder gods. The reason that Africa is such a basket case, it's not because Africans are stupid. It really isn't. Because here's the thing, and this happens time and time again to people that volunteer with Doctors Without Borders. They'll go to Africa, and they'll set up a clinic, and they'll start treating people, and they'll take the different African, like the locals, they'll train them to be medical technicians, to be nurses. They will train them in the basic techniques for disinfection, for getting rid of this parasite, you name it. And these people, they will be well-trained, they will know how to do the job, they will be competent, okay? They will be competent and they won't need supervision. And so then the white doctor will go back to North America, or Europe, and he'll visit again in 6 months, and he finds out that the technician he's trained won't take his own kids to the doctor, he'll take them to the shaman. And when he asks why, the African says, well, listen, this science and this medical tech, it's great, and it works whenever Whitey is around, but the old gods rule here. Keck is one of the old gods, is the god of primordial chaos, of endless laughter, and it's directionless laughter. Right now, Keck's working on our side. Keck's getting Donald Trump elected. This is wonderful. This is great. But Keck doesn't have a side. Keck laughs at everything. Azathoth, the blind, idiot god of perpetual laughter and darkness, doesn't have a side. His side is chaos and laughter. And like I said, I'm not making this video with any delusion that Keck is going away. Keck is here, whether we like it or not. I am making this video for all of those of you out there with the eyes to see it. Because earlier I read Revelations 16:13-14. Revelations 16:15 is also quite relevant. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. When Christ says that he will return as a thief in the night, he is saying that those who are unrighteous, those who are asleep, they will not know of his return. They will not see what's coming. They will be shocked and surprised at what happens. But those on the watchtowers, those who practice discipline, those who stay girded and who wear their spiritual armor will be ready. We are in the tail end of the extraordinary year of mercy. Now, you all know my thoughts about Bergoglio, But in his role as Pope, he still does have some authority, whatever the man's actual character might be. And the Year of Mercy is a very real thing. It ends on November 20th. Get your acts together. Find that one sin that you keep falling into, that one bit of viciousness which tempts you, and exorcise that from your life by November 20th. Get right with yourself, get right with God, and do not worship gods like Keck. Because who pays the blood sacrifice here? There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. And if the god doesn't demand a direct sacrifice, or if he demands the sacrifice of innocence, the true sacrifice is your own soul. God bless all of you. Be well in these dark times. Irini out.